This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is a very important question, really. You know, this really needs, because, you know, I teach Bukhari and all these books of hadith, you know, long, long sessions. I don't think it's easy, but it's a very, very good question. That is what the problem happens for many people. Many people, they see a hadith and they think we have to follow it. They don't understand, really, that something being a hadith does not necessarily qualify it to be followed. People said to Malik, rahmullah ta'ala, Imam Malik, why is it that you narrate hadith in Muwatta in your book, but you don't follow it? So he said, لِيَعْلَمَ النَّاسُ أَنَّا عَلَىٰ عِلِمٍ تَرَكْنَاهُ. So people know that we left hadith knowingly. If I don't mention in my book, people will say Malik did not know the hadith. I know the hadith, but still I don't follow it. So something the Prophet allowed once or did once does not necessarily make it to be qualified for Sunnah. So that people understand. Sunnah basically means, let me tell you another word. Sunnah means a practice continuous from your time to the Prophet with a full record. That Sunnah means. For example, if you see a practice in your town but does not go to the Prophet, it's not Sunnah. If something he did only once, it could be allowed. Or sometime he does something as an Arab man, as a human being, not as a messenger. Those things he does as a messenger, that what Sunnah comes. What he did, for example, like the Prophet when he fell ill, the treatment that he used to get it, Arab treatment, Arab medical treatment. Some people think prophetic medicine. There's no prophetic medicine. It's Arab medicine that he used. Like the Prophet when he's hungry, he used to eat the food that Arabs use. Eat thariz and this and that. Now you say it is a prophetic food. Not right. It's Arab food. Prophetic food only means halal food. That's all. The prophets are used to wear certain clothes because Arabs used to wear them. If now you say it is Sunnah, you're mistaken. It's not prophetic Sunnah. It's Arab Sunnah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the husband, you know, he used to narrate stories to his wives. Now you come to your wife, say, oh, I heard, learned this hadith in Bukhari. The Prophet, you know, narrated this story to his wife. Now I want to follow Sunnah and narrate this story to you. She'll be bored and tired because that story will doesn't fit in her context. You need to tell your wife your story, the story that she is familiar, not the story of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Sunnah is to tell a story, but not the same story. That's what many people actually mix. That the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he behaves as a messenger, that what the Sunnah comes. What he did as a human being, like he goes to toilet, sometime morning, sometime evening. You can't make morning, evening Sunnah. No, it's a human. Whenever he needs, he goes. You go when you need. You don't need to follow his time because it's a human thing. But when he goes to toilet, he uses water, he cleans, that is Sunnah. What he taught, teaches you as a prophet, that was Sunnah what comes. What he does not teach you as a prophet, that is what Waliullah Dehlvi said, the two types of Sunnah, Sunnatul Huda and Sunnatul Aada. Sunnah of the guidance and Sunnah of the culture and tradition. He is a part of a culture. He follows that. So, you know, like for example, I am wearing this cloth. Now you think it is Sunnah, it's not right. It is just Indian culture. And for you following, you know, Western culture. Neither this is better than your cloth, neither you are better than me. It's just a culture. You follow culture, I follow culture. If I say it is Sunnah, I am wrong. If you say that is Sunnah, it is wrong. So in the cloth, what Sunnah is, to cover your body properly and to be cloth of noble people. That was Sunnah. But this cloth, that cloth, all clothes are fine. Is it clear to everybody? So understand, Sunnah is what he teaches you as a messenger. So that's why don't be impressed by the people when they say prophetic medicine, At-Tibbul Nabawi, directly At-Tibbul Arabi, Arab medicine. That's fine, I'm not against that. But we have to understand. It is actually Arab medicine that he followed, like he used to follow Arab food.